AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. attempt to open the Strait of Hormuz for commercial shipping is testing the fragile Iran war ceasefire, but it seemed to be holding today even after the United Arab Emirates said Iran fired missiles and drones at the country. It's unclear what comes next after the U.S. attempt to end Iran's stranglehold on the strait by creating what it calls an enhanced security area. An Iranian official accused the U.S. of undermining regional security with the effort and warned that Iran would respond. Authorities in Ukraine say Russian drone and missile strikes overnight targeting the country's power grid killed at least 5 people and wounded 39 others. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the attacks utter cynicism after Russia announced a unilateral truce later this week while it marks the 81st anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. In other news, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on elections in 3 states.
President Donald Trump's campaign to politically punish Republicans who stand in his way moves through Indiana when 7 state senators face Trump-backed primary challengers. In neighboring Ohio, primaries for U.S. Senate and governor will lock in candidates for 2 major races with national implications. And in Michigan, voters in a bellwether district will fill a vacancy in the state Senate, a race with implications for the balance of power in a battleground state. Democrats are showing surprising strength in special elections and off-year contests, but there's no guarantee the trend will continue through the midterms when turnout will be much higher. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Republican lawmakers in several southern states are moving to redraw congressional districts following the Supreme Court's recent ruling. In Tennessee, a special legislative session begins today. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Supreme Court has restored broad access to an abortion drug.
The order temporarily allows women seeking abortions to get the drug mifepristone at pharmacies or in the mail without going to the doctor. Those rules had been in effect for years until a federal appeals panel last week imposed new restrictions. Most abortions in the U.S. come through medication, usually a combination of mifepristone and another drug. Their availability has blunted the impact of abortion bans in most GOP-led states after the High Court overturned Roe v. Wade 4 years ago. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Secret Service says a man spotted carrying a gun in the vicinity of the White House by plainclothes officers and agents was shot by law enforcement yesterday after he opened fire on them near the Washington Monument. The alleged gunman was transported to a local hospital. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.